Name your impressions of just, I'm assuming you watched it at home. What was it like for you not being at the game?
Well, I think it's the third game in my career I've missed. You know, I missed one in Spain. I think I've lost all of them, actually, because of illness. I lost one, and I played the Lakers one night, and I couldn't go into form and didn't go, and Terry coached it. And last night, it's just, you know, when you get that flu bug and you have the chills and the aches and, you know, whatever else you want to talk about. I was watching the game in bed, and, you know, it's very hard. You can't do anything. You're frustrated, and you know, and I thought AD did a great job of keeping us in the game. I didn't think we were playing at a high level. I thought we were playing hard, but we weren't playing at a high level, and we did some good things, and, you know, Detroit wins those type of games a lot of nights, you know, when the fourth quarter started, I was kind of wishing I could be there because I would rather probably be making decisions than hoping for things to happen.
How are you feeling?
I feel healthy and well. Fortunately, I think it's a 24-hour type of bug. And, you know, from about 4 o'clock in the morning till probably about midnight the next day, I was pretty miserable. But it kind of broke that night and had 2 days to get some rest and hopefully hydrate my body.
What worries you most about the Seattle Sonics tonight?
They're playing hard. They're playing with an athleticism and a speed. I think I told the team this morning that they'll be surprised how fast they play. Other than maybe Chicago, they're probably going to play as fast as we've played in a while, and we got to be ready for their fast break game. Got a lot of long athletes, and PJ's done a nice job of giving people opportunities. And the Jabali kid, or I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but he's playing well right now. Reed and I had a pretty first class game last night. And, you know, the Durant and Green kid are going to be good players in this league.
Is Durant, how different is he from the first time, from previous times that you've played?
I just think he's more confident, more consistent. I think he's more into playing defense. You know, he's trying to make more defensive plays and being more involved at the defensive end of the court. He's so long, you know, he reminds me a lot of George Gervin when I played down in San Antonio with Iceman. And, you know, he has similar types of moves. His length and his slipperiness and his speed kind of get him open a lot.
Is it much different to prepare for the Masters? They made some moves last week, or because they didn't trade super key pieces, does it not?
No, I think the nucleus of who they've been playing has still been the same. I mean, maybe Portland a couple nights ago here, which is a crazy team they have now. You know, they struggled against the Lakers and had a lead in Golden State last night into the third. So, you know, they're all obviously a very similar young team. They play well, but sometimes they don't have 48 minutes. Sometimes they come up short at the end of the games.
How much have you been able to do with Save Our Sonics, people and organizations?
I have not talked to them. You know, every time I've been here, I said I'd be glad to talk to or work with anybody. I'm 100%. I don't want to get into a fight with an owner, but I would be heartbroken if the Sonics leave Seattle.
Well, what do you think of the job of their general manager Sam Presti doing with unloading contracts, piling up draft choices, and working from the youth, kind of a youth movement here?
Yeah. Well, I think it's a choice they made. I think the new ownership was into it, and when they hired Sam and PJ. I think they knew that there was going to be a 3 or 4 year project, and you know they got Durant and Green. That's big steps, and they'll probably get two more top players this coming season, this coming draft, and maybe more. And you know, getting there. I mean, I'm not a big person. I don't know all the stuff, but you know, the game is they're tearing down to rebuild, and you know, I understand the philosophy. I'm not sure I want to coach that team, but. You know, because that usually means a lot of losses.
George, you guys come back in April, and that potentially could be your last game in this building. Can you talk a little bit about what it would mean to not have a franchise here in Seattle with the amount of time that you spent here and the success that you had?
Well, someone told me today, this June will be 10 years I've been gone, and it doesn't seem that long. It seems, you know, the 6 years that we had were incredible years, and you know, even though there was battles and fights, you know, we still won 55 or 60 games every year, and that's fun to do. I pray for another 55-61 season. I mean, that would be great to have that type of that win with Moen and Groningen. And the fans. What I remember so much is this building was, from the day it was built until I left, I mean, it was, I think, sold out almost every night. I don't know what the record was, but it was a hot building and a loud building. And our guys loved playing here. There seemed to be guys, the courts seemed to be closer than most courts in the NBA. And the energy in our home court was really fun to be a part of.